Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shi'ulim in the Sefer HaKadosh Mishle, and we are in Perek Aleph Pasuk Vav in the parish of the Gra. And it says in Pasuk Beis, L'das Chachum Mutzer, L'kachas Mutzer Haskel, Pasuk Gimel. So first he has to take the Mutzer Haskel, then the Gra says, L'aseis L'psaimar, it gives the foolish people cleverness, and then Yishma Chachum Yosef L'kach L'havin Moshem L'litza. So the Lashon of the Gra is, first take yourself to do, then you'll have siyanta to the Shmaya, and then Yishma v'yovin oid. In the Torah, and again, this is based on the Shiur Mavarein of Rabbeinu Rav Moshe Zitzan, in the Torah, the beginning of the Yina Mamad Har Sinai, it says, V'atayim shumla tishma v'koyli, v'shmaat and esbrisi, Rashi says, V'atayim atote kabu aleichem, yerav lechem mikanu ve'ilach, shukol ha'schol ha'skoshis. If now you're makabal upon yourself, it's going to be sweet to you from here on in, because all beginnings are difficult. So we see in Rashi that after your makabel, in other words, after you do the scholar, which is bechinas kol scholar is koshes, there's a new mahalach of yerav lachem, of it being sweet, and therefore it must be talking about kiyum hamitzvahs that's coming after the kabbal. That's the gross saying over here. Metchila yikal sadamatz atzmi lases. That's the gather of nasa v'nishma. And Rabbi Yehuda says in Shari Tshuva, that's a din l'doris. We mentioned it in an earlier share, if I'm not mistaken. Kimavur b'mishnah, the misha masav merubim mechochmasu chochmasu miskayemis. So you have to have more meisim than chochm. You have to mekabel everything. Nase, you have to first say you're going to do, and then the nishma. That has to be more than your chochma, more than you even know, more than you understand. That's the only tzura of Kabbalah HaTorah. And that's what it means. Ata tekablu aleichem. Now you're going to be mekabel upon yourselves. And after that, you have Haftochav, Siyata, the Shmaya, and the Kiyum. And that's what it means. Yerav lechem mikan, mikan, mikan ve'ilach. That there's a new mahalach of Siyua, of helping, in order that you should come to the Kiyum. So first you do Nase v'nishma. First you do the Nase. I'm going to do Hashem. And then it's going to be, then you're going to hear it. And then you're going to know. So then it's, that be, once you accept it upon yourself, then that is, gives you the skula of the Haftocha of Mikan ve'elach yerav lechem. First, you have to makabel upon yourself. That's the only tzura of Kabbalah HaTorah. So the Rashi says, "Kol haschola is kashas." Umemeli yotzei shekol hemshechim kalim yoter. So the scholas are difficult. The hemshech is easier. And kvar mevuar b'maharal shekol divrei chazal hem be'etzem. Zot omeret divrei chazal hem giwi shel etzem ha'metziut b'shorsha. Ze lo stam itza tova. העומדת מחוץ לעצם מהלך הדברים. אז שורש העניין הוא בדברי המדרש שמובעים ברשי, ברא אלוקים ולא אמר ברא השם. Why does it say לשם השם הוויה? Why does it say שם אלוקים? Because originally God created the world במידס הדין. And he saw the world wasn't able to stand. So he was נקטים במידס הרחמים and he was משתף it to מידס הדין. As it says, ויהיה מעשה של השם אלוקים, ארץ ושמיים. Is makdim midas harachamim havoyat elokim. Originally, he wanted to create the world midas hadin. That was the original plan. Biur advarim ma pshat b'ze. But originally, he wanted the world to be midas hadin, and he ended up being mishatef midas harachamim. As tachvito shel haolam ki amarti olam chesed yibane kol ha'itorerut. Shel b'riat ha'olam haita b'midat ha'chesed. The whole esoirus for the creation was with this midah of chesed. As we know, michoy katoiv, lehetiv ve'od, ela she'ofen bo ha'chesed tzarich letgalot ve'lachul, hu b'tzura kazo, she'amikablim yarvichu et ha'dvarim mitzad atzman. The way this chesed has to be revealed and take effect is when the mekablim earn it. Sharei betinat chesed gmura, when you give a pure chesed, there's an internal contradiction, because it's not a complete tov, because then the receiver is dependent on the giver. That doesn't feel good. That's called mamad kisufa. That's a busha. That's an embarrassment. And that's what it means. Betchila ola b'machshava levroisa b'midas hadin. Kivan sherak v'ofen kaze yochol ha'chesed v'tgalot b'shlemut. First, God wanted to create the world with din, because only in such a way is the chesed going to be revealed in a complete, perfect way. because then we earned our keep, and that's what feels the best. So Midas Hadin is the way that we're makabel the tov, we receive the good based on strict judgment, based on what we actually deserve, and then the tov is bishleimus. Ela shera'ash eina olam mitkayem, b'midat hadin lo shayach kiyum lamikavlim, kivan shekasher hem omdim neged ritzono shel hakadosh baruch hu, ein lahem shum kiyum b'metziyut. Hanefesh hachotet hi tamut. In midas hadin, it's not shayach a kiyum. For the makablam, ra'ash eina olam mitkayem. Because when they go against the will of Hashem, they have no kiyum in the metzias. Hanefesh hachotet hi tamut. You have to die. Eskayim is like, means hemshech hametzias. Midas hadin is no hemshech. The musig of bechir and asagas atov b'shlemus. If it's going to be a continuous process, it's not shaykh to keep receiving the good of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because every time we choose ra, we're mafkia the etzim mitzius of a person. So therefore, there's no hemshech. In the Gemara Menachos, it says, Amr of Yudam Arab, B'shal Sha'ala Moshe Lamar, Mitzal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shiyeshev HaKoyshe HaKsarim La'isius. Amr of the Fan of Rabbanu Shalom, Amim Ma'akev Al Yadcho. Amalei Adam Echad Yesha Asid Lias Besoif Kamadaris Vakiva Ben Yosef Shemal. She Asid Lidarish Kol Kol Koitz Vakoitz Tele Kilim Shel Halachas. Amalei Fana Vibana Shalom Hareili. Amalei Chazor Lacharecha. Halach Vyashav Besoif Shemun Ashuras Veloye Yodea Mayan Oimer. Kevin Shegir Ledavar Echad Amalei Talmid of Rabbi Minayim Lach Amalei Malachim Bashem Sinai. Nisyash Vedaita Chazor Velof Nekarish Baruchu. Amalei Fana Vibana Shalom Vishalom Kazev Zan Isantar Al Yodi. Famous Gemara. That when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, he found that Kadosh Baruch Hu was connecting crowns to the letter. He said, Rabbanu Shlomo, who stopped me from giving the Torah? He says, a certain person is going to be at the end of numerous generations, and his name is Akiva, the son of Yosef, that he's going to darshan on every one of these kotzim, every one of these crowns, every one of these crowns on the letters, mounds and mounds of halach. He said, Rabbanu Shlomo, show them to me. He said, go back. He sat in the 8th row or 18th row, and he didn't know what they were talking about. So when they got to something, the Talmidim said, Rebbe, how do you know this? And they said, it's Halacha Moshe Mitzinai. Ah, Moshe Rabbeinu felt better. So he comes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he says, Rabbanu Shalom, you're such a person, and you're giving the Torah through me. He says, you remain silent. That's what I thought to do. Kacholo b'machshav alafane. I'm a friend of Rabbanu Shalom. You showed me his Torah, now show me his schar. He said, go back, goes back, and he sees that they're weighing his flesh to sell. It says, Rabbanu Shalom, Zut Torah, Zut Schara, and Hashem says, Shtok, remain silent. This is what I thought to do. So the Shlach explains in Bereshis Taror that Kavan of the Gemara is that Rabbi Akiva Nidam Mahal Shabbat Chila, all of the Machshav of the voice of the Midas Hadin. Haina Midas Hadin Gemur. Rabbi Akiva was judged in the Mahalach of originally God that created the world. What came in his mind to create the world, the Midas Hadin. What does it mean, Midas Hadin? It means complete Midas Hadin, when there's no taina of Zutar or Zuschara. Why? Because every little yitzia, every little going out of the Ratzin of Hashem, removes the etzim yitzias of a person. That's what it means, kach olav machshava lefanai. In other words, my machshava was to create the world, the Midas Hadin, and therefore there's no question of Zutar or Zuschara. So what Hashem did was, he was makdim the midas harachamim, and he was mishatef the midas harachamim to the midas hadin. The shituf of midas harachamim is coming in order there should be a possibility of hemshech. The midas harachamim, the onish isn't given immediately, the onish is given in a sweeter way, it's lightened, and there's a possibility of tshuva like we see in the Masil Susharim in the 4th chapter. That's how there's a possibility of a hemshech, of a mahalach of Kabbalah Satov. If the punishment isn't meted out immediately, it's softened, sweetened, and there's a possibility of tshuva because the world is bedin, so we're finished. There's no, we have no chance. And it's a davar pashut that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mishatef, midas harachamim, it's not a charata from the mahalach of midas hadin, but rather the two ofanim is a metzias ba'atzma, kamas al midas hadin, el shekadei la hamshech as hametzias, Kadesh Midas Adin, lo to Vatalis, and what is Vatalis? There's Midas Harachim and Itzchal and Midas Adin, and it's Miskayim by Fanamana, Midas Harachim and Itzchal and Midas Adin. But in order to have a continuation, there's no continuation without the Midas of Rachim, and Rachim is Lashem Rechem, which is a womb. So that's how the world can continue functioning, because we have this Midah of Rachamim. The Maharal adds in the Gur Aryeh, Bereshis Aleph Aleph, that the Shitaf of Midas HaRachamim is in order to reach the Tachlis of the Tchila Olav HaMachshav Levos of the Midas HaDin. The Hainu HaRachamim Cholim al Midas HaDin Kedei La'afsher et Kiyumah Shal Midat HaDin Be'atzma. That originally HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the, wanted to create the world of Midas HaDin, where Hashem is Meshatef Rachamim, in order to allow for the kiyum of Midas Hadin. It's up in the Sil Sisharim. The fourth chapter brings Chazal, Marich Api Vagavi Dilei. So Hashem has Arich Usaf. Hashem waits, he has patience, and then he collects, and then he exacts punishment. So at the end is going to be a complete kiyum of Midas Hadin, and that's the side of the Shittuf of Midas Harachim. It's Chala Midas Hadin. Now there's the Einish that's done, bin Mituk. It's sweetened by the Midas HaRachamim as a kiyum. Din, gam legabe Midas HaDin. So again, it allows the world to continue. And this way, ultimately, we can live based on din. And that's Oymek Divrei Reb Chaim. Velazhiner brought, Reb Chaim Brisker, brought in the words of his son, the Brisker Rav, Parshas Noach, and explain the piyut lepo racham of bedin, that b'shas hadin are racham nifalim me'ita. In other words, you have the whole word of the racham is in order to get to the din. So b'shas hadin, he has racham in order to, because then ultimately you have to get to the goal of din. Ayin sham b'divrei agriz, v'advar muchrachim, because otherwise there's no place for onshin that are coming in this world, because klapei midas hadin, ein gam kal kiyum shel enish v'din. If there's no din, then there's no. And what's the point of the onshin? So the answer is lapol racham of bedin. The din is nifal b'racham, so it's a more merciful din to allow for a hemshech. But there is some element of din involved. There is an element of din. So even when the Hashem is pol racham of, but he's doing it bedin, in order to allow for the din. So there has to be a, if it was complete, absolute, din would be done in a second. That's din is like done, we'd be done. But since Hashem wants us to continue, so Mamele is Paul, the Rabbi Racham of Bedin, he does Rachamim with the din in order to allow for the kingdom of Bedin. Ultimately, it's to allow for the din. In the Kisvei Ari, it says that Rachem, Rachamim, Machar, Asman, Dein, Kedein, that womb, mercy, and tomorrow are the same Isis. Because the womb carries in it the tomorrow, the hemshech, the continuation. And that's the inyan of rachamim, which gives us a hemshech. We see, if so, that the shayrish of the kiyum of every mitzias is only ba'ofen, shel b'tchila ola b'machshava levrosei b'midas ha-din. That originally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create the world with din. That's our mitzias. That's how we're here. That's the purpose of our existence, to come to din. The Gemara says that Yodea Das Elyon, that Bilam knew the hour that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. Shehaya Yodea L'chavin Oysa Shah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Koyez Ba. He knew how to be mechavim to that very split second that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. That's what the Navi says, Ami. Zechor nam ayod, zbolak melech moiv, man ono iser bilam ben goor, min ashitim vada gilgo leman da sitkas Hashem. Amar belozer, amal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Ami, ru'u kam et stakos et sisi imachem shlo ka'asti alechem kol oisin ayom. Shim ka'asti alechem lo nishtayim me'ubdi kechovim yisraneim shal Yisrael. Sari du polit. Vayanet kamalei bilam lubolak ma'ekov lakov lekel. In other words, the Gemara says that You should remember, according to the pasuk, what Balak, what Eitzah Balak gave to Bilam to curse the Jewish people. And Hashem is saying, look what stuck I did for you. I didn't get angry at you because Bilam knew that moment. Had he caught that moment that I get angry and cursed you, you guys would have been toast. So the explanation is that the Hemshech of the Kiyum HaMetzius is Mechayiv Shidush HaMidas HaRachamim. That Nekudas HaKiyum that doesn't have a Hemshech, the Rega, that's Midas HaDin. The Rega is the Metzius and the Brius of the Kiyum of the Bria, not Mitzad the Hemshech, but Mitzad Etzem Kiyum. Shurak Mitzad Midat HaDin. ומי ששייך למציאות הזו ומוריד לעולם את ההנהגה של הדין בטהרתה, הרי פועל את המצב של אין העולם מתקיים, יחק that רגע. A rega doesn't have a hemshech, because a rega is just that rega, it's just that nekudat zman. Famous hakir of the Rogatchev, if time is one block, or time is many nekudas. So taking the approach that it's many nekudas, so this nekudah is separate from every other nekudah. This rega is separate from any other rega, and that's the midas hadin. So if you can chop that rega, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry, which is separate from all the other regaim, there's no hemshech. Rega is lashon of shvira, like we find roga hayam v'yamu galav, breaking down the sea, Yeshayinu na'al tesvav, v'tehillim v'al rigei aretz divrei meros yachshovim. The Mepharshim say rigei is lashon shvira nitkayim. Lihiraga. What does it mean, lihiraga? It means to calm down. It means to break the matzav of kas and not to be mamshich that matzav. So that's the union of the rega, that it's just now, it's just this moment, because your break is broken. That's the roga, rega is lashon shvira. There's no hemshech. So rega is a davar shu shavur, shein lo hemshech. And that's the biur of divrei hagemara, rega kimeimre. In other words, hachelik shel hametziut shebayu omedet be'etzem kiyuma lo hemshech. So that means Hashem gets angry, rega kimeimre. That's that part of the metziut that doesn't have a hemshech. So if he chaps that rega, then it's over. That's why Hashem did us a great chesed, that he didn't have that rega of kas. But that rega, again, rega is Moshem Roga, it's broken off. So if you have that rega broken off when Hashem gets angry, so then that Klal Yisrael is finished. Chas v'shalom. Amar Rav Hamnuna, my Kura Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, that was a chesed Hashem did, that he didn't curse us at that time. So what does it mean? Torah? Torah is a 611, Gemara Makas, Chof Gimel on the base. 611, and Ochin Yolevicha is two more that we heard from Hashem, that's 613. So Rav Tzedek asked that the Gemara calls the Torah Rachmana. Kondostam Rachmana le Savin. But here, the Gavad Shtei Dibras, it gets the Daf Galashin and Mipia Gvura. And that's the Tzir of Matan Torah. The Tzir of Matan Torah is Kol Hashem Elokim Yitoicha Eish. And from here on in, the mitzvahs are given in a mahalach of Rachmana Omar Vehenin Advarim. It's not shaykh there should be a kiyum for any mitzvahs in the world, but the Iker Tchil is a mahalach of Rachamim. Because it has to come to din. And therefore, it starts with din, with Eish, Kol Hashem, with fire. Fear, that's the din, and then it goes vayter to Rachamim. Yes, Rimanu Vishmas Kol Hashem Lekein Olamas. If we keep hearing God's voice, we're going to die. There's no hemshech. It has to start out with din, but for a hemshech, you need rachamim. That's why the hemshech is rachmana amar. The hemshech is rachamim. Anochi velo yielcha is the shorish of Kabbalah Satorah. Like we see in the Medrash of Yehuda amar. B'shel she'omer, b'shel she'sham b'yisrael, anochi Hashem lokecha, nitka tam Torah b'liba. Rav Nechemia amar, when they hear lo yielcha, nekar miliba miyitzah hara. Now there's a dibur of anochi velo yielcha, is a hachol of divrei Torah b'lev Yisrael. And it's an uprooting of anything that goes against divrei Torah. And therefore it's heard mipi agvura. You can't move. It's a tzir of midas hadin. In other words, anoichi, Torah, time of Torah was established in the heart. Lo yielecha, the Yetzirah was uprooted from the heart. So that's the hachola, that's the chalois of Talmud Torah in the heart of the Jewish people. And that's midas hadin, and that's lasting. And then afterwards, we need to come out to rachmana, because otherwise we won't be able to have a hemshech, because we're only people, and we're weak. The poskim bring learning Kriya Shema that B'shanas HaMira, you have to be mitzayir how your moiser is nafshu al tzivui Hashem. We already see in the Yerushalmi brachas aleph hei she Kriya Shema kolelis kol adiros. Shema Yisrael kolelis anochi v'lo yiyah l'chon. The explanation is that the etzem haKabbalah shel Ol Malchus Shemayim has to come in a tzir v'davar muchlot over as mitzius v'shel ha'odah. V'hainu shim eino oiser es ha'davar hari yom moiser es nafshu v'rak l'achar Kabbalah zu matchil ha'mahalach shel shitef ima midas ha'rachamim. Shemekivan she'en olam yechol l'tkayem הנה בביצוע של הדברים אין אדם יכול להיכנס למהלך כזה של מידס הדין, כאן חייבת לבוא מידס הרחמים כדי לתת קיום של המשך הדברים. So Kriya Shema includes all the divers, and Shema Yisrael includes Anochi and Lo Yiyah Lecha. The Etzem Kabbalah of Ol Malchus Shemayim has to come in a tzior of something that goes beyond the person's mitzias, that if he doesn't do this, he's going to give his mimosa nefesh, and only after this Kabbalah, then there's going to be a shittuf of midas harachamim, because the immoral can't be makayim. In other words, in the carrying out of it, the person can't go into the world of midas hadin. And here comes the world of midas harachamim. There should be a hemshech. So the first two dibros are shema, are included in Shema Yisrael. That's the Kabbalah. That's the din. That's we're willing to die. You're going to die for that. Al kiddush Hashem. And then Vaiter, the rest of it is Meramis to the other eight divers, and that's Shitif in Mamidas HaRachamim. And then afterwards it goes into the world of Rachamim that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you a Hemshech. That's the last eight divers, and that's the Kiyum, that's the Bitsua, that's the carrying out, and that can't be Mamidas HaDin, because then again we have no Kiyum, we can't stand Mamidas HaDin. So we need to be the shittuf of rachem. The shemayim b'lo yelecha, lo yelecha are b'midas hadin, that we're makabel upon ourselves, that otherwise we're just going to die if it's the do or die. So we're just going to die. We're not going to chas v'shalom be over on the mitzvahs that we have to die for. Rabbi Yitzchak Blazer in the Koich Leor in Maimer Tes asks, why Kadosh Baruch Hu created the Yitzhahara in such a tzir that a person always has to come to Siyata Dishmaya to be misgathered? And he writes that it's in order that he should daven, and he should know that everything comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So you see, without Siyata Dishmaya, there's no possibility of a Mahalach of a Hemshech. The Sharish Inyan is that the Yetzirah is in a matzav of Betchila Ola B'machshava. That is, the Yetzirah will be Koach Shal Midas Hadin. And Yetzirah Shal Adin is Gaber Ola B'choyim V'vakish Hamisa. The Yetzirah Dochef L'matzav Shal Eino Olam Yechol Etkayen. The Yitzhahara is Deichiv to a matzav where the world can't exist. You need Siyata Dishma, you need the Chalais of Midas HaRachamim, in order that a person should come to be Mizgaber and his Yetzer, overcome his Yetzer, and bring the world to a place of Yochel Iskayim. And that is, writes Rabbi Yitzchak Blazer, through Tefillah, the whole meaning of Tefillah is Mikoch HaRachamim. In other words, the Bakosh of Siyata Dishma, in order to go into a Mahalach of Hemshech HaDvarim, of Kiyum, Shel Midas HaDin. The Gemara says that women are Chayim Tefillah, because we daven so that we can have a hemshech. And that's the beer, but divrei chazal, imata, the kablu aleichem, yerav lechem, mikan veilach. Kabbalah satara is bekolos ubrakam, betzir shem, yes, venach, lechmod, lemasna. That if we keep hearing, we're going to die. So that's midas hadin. So we have a haftach of a hemshech. Yerav lechem, vaiti, it's going to be sweet, and you're going to have midas harachem. That's what the Gemara means. Metchil yikach atzatz molasas, lekichas b'chinas kabbalah satara, nasa v'nishma, of din. And then the hemshech is that you are going to have a siyata d'shmaya in order to understand and to continue fulfilling the Torah. That's the lashon of the grosh. And kila yichatzatz molasas, v'chakach tia siyata d'shmaya. V'advarim hem nuflaim v'amukim, and ashrenu shezachinu l'kach. Thank you so much for listening. Hopefully we'll be zochah to continue. Shalom, shalom.